This is the Let Get Discussion Podcast.
Picture pages, picture pages, time to get your picture pages, time to get your crayons and your pencils. Picture pages, open up your picture pages, time to watch Bill Cosby do a picture page with you.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for downloading and streaming the EDP, Eclectic Discussion Podcast. I'm Eclectic. This is what we're talking about today. School supplies. So this, going to school, waiting to go back to school in the 80s. This is the 80s, not the early 90s, because who cares about them? But in the 80s. I used to really look forward to it because it was time to go school shopping. Now you get your husky, tough skin jeans and all your little. Now listen, I like school shopping for clothes too. That was great, but for some reason when I was really young, school supplies though. School supplies was it. You would get a list from the school saying the things that you needed to buy, and then you go to the store, get them. Well. Really, really young, way back in the day, it started with school boxes. And that's what they called it, was school boxes, little, like, wood or cardboard. It was boxes, and they lifted from the top, and that's what you put all your school supplies in, and you took that to schools. It was basically like a lunch box for your school supplies. So back then, you had the school boxes, and they had all the cartoon different themes and stuff. If you had like a plain school box, you was whack. You should get beat up. But so it started with those. Then, like on the list that you get, they'd have you gotta get glue, Elmer's glue. If you came with something that wasn't Elmer's glue, you should get beat up. Put in the locker. And some paste. I never had paste. I thought paste was stupid. Because it was like, you take the top off and then had that like paintbrush type thing and then it stunk. I mean, glue didn't smell great either. But, nah, I didn't want paste. But you had to have Elmer's glue, white bottle with blue and white label, the orange top, you twist it. And then, the girls would somehow make fingernails, like fake fingernails out of Elmer's glue. And then like the guys would put the glue on their hands and then rub it and then like peel it off like it was skin to be disgusting, because that's what boys are. But that was definitely a thing. Then you had the safety scissors, the scissors that you could run with, the plastic joints. It was always two colors. I had an orange and white, because orange is my favorite color. I had an orange and white. It was nasty. But yeah, the safety scissors, crayons. Gotta have crayons. And crayons before the 64 pack. So yeah, like when it was just regular old, like basic colors, you had to have those. And then you don't come with the fake crayons either. You don't have the, what was that, the rose art wax shit that don't even, colors don't be right? Nah, get out of here with the fake shit. But when the 64 box came out with the sharpener on the back, I mean, that was, you were the best thing happening in art class. I remember the first time I whipped the joint out. People was looking like, what witchcraft is this? With the sharpener on the back, and I had like all the colors. I had burnt sienna and maize and flesh, when flesh was not problematic. Silver, I had something. Oh, man, that was great. And then a little sharpener on the back. The 64 box, it's great. Then you had to get your pencils, your number two pencils. Who knew? I remember a number four pencil before, I think maybe a number three, but who knew you had a number two, you gotta have number two pencils, thought pencils were pencils. And I wonder what would happen if I would have came through and took the California achievement test, which I wasn't in California, never understood why I had to do that. but with a number three pencil. Like, I wonder if I would have, like, just fake passed, though. Because they're not going to make me take it again. Because that used to be, like, a whole day thing, I think. I don't know. Anyway, you had to get pencils. Then you had your ink pens. You had your... Then you had your ink pens. You had the red, white, and blue joint with the push down. You had the red, white, and blue. You could push down and get different color inks. That was dope. Then you had the ones that had the ink eraser. You could I remember the little erasers. They were like rectangle on one side was for erasing ink, and the other side was erasing pencil. Just me. So anyway, you had the pens, you had the ballpoint Bics. You had to have the ballpoint Bics. Then you had those the felt tip joints. And it was another kind of pen. And then when we learned how to take the ballpoint pens apart, and what they had the spring in them, and you could turn it into like a little gun, and you could shoot the little ink pen part at people. That was also a thing. That was great. Then the pens was fine. The pens was okay. But the pencils. So besides the number two pencils, we had the NFL pencils. The NFL pencils that had all you had the different teams. So you had the different teams that had the logos all around them on the pencils. Those was dope. Then you had the smell good pencils. The pencils, they had like cinnamon and cherry and grape. And after you use them like in your class, your hands smell like whatever the fuck. Those was dope. They sold those in school for 10 cents. 10 cents a pop. You can get the NFL pencils and the scented smell good pencils. They never had like, I do not remember any basketball or hockey or baseball pencils. I only remember NFL. If y'all listen and remember those, yeah, let me know. But it was dope because you tried to like collect you wanted to have all the teams, which meant nothing because you're going to write with them, sharpen them up, and then they were going to disappear, or you're going to play pencils with them. But it was just the fact that it was just something to do. The mechanical pencils, where you click the top and then more lead come in and you had to screw off the top and put more lead in so it would come out. Those was dope. And then the ones that you had to push through, like it was a white tip with the lead, and then after you wrote, you like pull it out, and then another one you could push. I don't even know what those pencils were called because I never had one because I was poor. But I stole a whole bunch of them. I had them, but I don't know what those were called. But I mean, the premier shit was the number two pencils and the NFL pencils and the sanded pencils, because those, unlike the mechanical and the ones you push whatever the hell through, those are the ones that you could go to the pencil sharpener that was by the door when you had on a nice outfit or some new shoes, because you needed the whole class to see what you was up to. So you'd be up at the pencil sharpener for way too long, and then the teacher be like, yo, go sit down, man. And then, like, remember on the pencil sharpener, you had the tab, and you push with your thumb, and you could turn it to have all the different size pencils, like that really big, thick pencil that I can't say what we used to call the pencils because you can't use that word anymore, but we thought it was kindergarten pencils, and we'll say like that, the really big ones, but... Like, it was like 7-8 different size pencils you could change the pencil sharpener setting to, and no one ever had those size pencils. It was a thing. But get your cardio going to the pencil sharpener. And it was like a fashion show. So you had those pencils, the pens, then you had your paper. First off, you had loose leaf. And I had no idea what the fuck loose leaf meant. Like, what is so loose and leaf? Okay, a paper made from trees and then leaves on. I don't know. It didn't make any sense. But they would say, hey, you gotta have loose leaf paper. I'm like, hey, ma, they said loose leaf. I don't know. I get it. But you get the paper. Then they had the perforated paper. All right. So first off, you had the like. the spiral notebooks. We had the spiral notebooks, and you take out your paper because you had to turn in your homework or whatever. You had the little frayed edges, and sometimes they liked them, sometimes they didn't. I don't even know. They got all over the floor, the whole thing. So then it came out with the perforated joints and the spiral where you could just peel it off, and then the little frayed stuff stays in the spiral. Those was dope. Those was fancy. But we had the spiral joints. Then construction paper was a thing, had all the ill colors, which really meant nothing as far as writing, but in like art class you would make some shit with the construction paper. For some reason I distinctly remember purple being incredibly useless. It's like nothing you wanted to do with purple, and then if you wrote on purple you didn't see it. All right, I'm saying it now. Purple construction paper is the worst of the construction papers. How about that? But my shit was the manila paper. The manila, I guess it's manila, it's called manila because it's the same as the manila folders. The manila paper, that was the perfect paper because whatever you drew, because it was like aged, a little tan, whatever you drew looked better. And it was just better paper. And it was thick. No, manila paper. I'm going on record saying manila is the greatest paper. How about that? So you had the paper. I don't know if it was any other paper. You had the spiral. You had the perforated joints. You had the loose leaf. That was pretty much it that I remember. You had the different, like, you had graph paper. Nobody used graph paper. Yeah, you had the different paper. Had the blue lines on it was different for some. Because I know this because I used to always have to write, I will not, whatever the fuck I did in school, because I got in trouble 100 or 500 times, and you would go down the left side and draw a line straight down, and then on the blue lines you did a little horizontal for eyes. So that was your way of drawing the eye quicker. Draw a straight line down, and then on the blue lines, do a little lines, and so I, and then will, go straight down, will. Never wrote the whole sentence first, so that was the trick. I'm pretty sure it meant nothing, but that was the thing to do. Folders, your three-ring binder joints. If you had the spiral notebooks, then you had the, all right, let's just cut the shit. The Trapper Keeper. The Trapper Keeper is the GOAT of school supplies. It's the greatest school supply ever. And if you didn't have the Lamborghini, why are you coming to school with a Trapper Keeper? But you could have had the one with the balloons, then the rainbow joint. But nah, you needed the Lamborghini. You had to have the Lambo. Fail cry. I mean, you knew some of you chilling in the class. You had a they got a Trapper Keeper. Oh my god! And the first folder in the Trapper Keeper with the ruler on it and the multiplication tables. Oh my god! It was great. It was great. It was the best shit ever. The Trapper Keeper, and for some reason, it was like that was the Cadillac, Mercedes, and things. Like, I promise you, Trapper Keepers, if you ask, like, parents back then, they cost, like, $100. Because it's like, you're not getting a Trapper Keeper. Fuck you think you are? And then when, like, people showed up with it, like, damn, we got a Trapper Keeper. And then you steal it. You either beat them up and take it, or you go in their locker and take it. And then when they say, hey, yo, that's mine, you're like, all right, so... So what we about to do? But all right. So anyway, the Trapper Keeper is the greatest. What other miscellaneous? You had the compass and the protractor. Now look. All right. So obviously, way back in the day, when you're little, that's when you had the safety scissors. But I mean, at any point in school, you trusting us with a compass? At that point, so much blood was shed. With a compass, and this is terrible upbringing. I'm sorry. I apologize to my parents. When the first time that they gave me a compass, the first thing I thought was weapon. I'm like, oh, Nah, it's about to. But yeah, compasses were dangerous. Protractor, we barely used a protractor. You know, if you wasn't taking geometry, I mean, I used it because I was drawing, but otherwise, no, you ain't really use a protractor. Like, I mean, a compass either, but it was a weapon, so it's fine. Because how many circles are you drawing in school? So, or really cool arcs. I'll say you get some obtuse angles. And that was pretty much it as far as the school supplies that I remember. I mean, I could go on about the colors of the crayons because those are incredible. And I hate when people pronounce it crayon. Shut up, it's crayon. It's an O in there. Other than that, you had your era where you had to take your brown paper bags and make book covers. Because at some point, one year, they decided that we were too hard on the books, or really, they just wanted to keep giving the books to the grades. You know, after you go to the next grade, they get those books. They just keep recycling them, and I guess we was dogging them out, writing pussy on a page. And then in the front of the book, like, go to page 20. And then you go to page and say, pussy, you're like, ah. Because I don't know. But we do dumb shit like that. But we had to get the paper bags and then make fucking covers. We didn't have paper bags because that meant we went to the store and we were poor. So we would get the, we got newspaper. I had my mother do it but we do newspaper because you get one paper and you was good. One paper. And you could do all your books for the whole year. So we would do newspaper book covers. That was a thing. Other than that, what we do, yeah, lunch boxes. Now, lunch boxes were a thing. I had a lunch box like one time. Other than that, because I didn't like eating like regular, like I don't like sandwiches, I don't like bread, so what are you going to pack me? Just give me a bag, put some chips in there, you know. I just needed like a dollar or two, because then I can just go hit the store, get a bag of chips, get a candy bar, get a juice. I'm happy. But lunch boxes was dope. I think mine was like a Happy Days or not an Incredible Hulk one. I don't remember exactly which one I had, but everybody had the thermoses and you put it. I'm not doing all of that because then I'm got to take it home and wash it, and I'm not doing that. And my mother's not gonna do it. Then this was back when they were metal, and even though that would have been a nice weapon too, I don't remember anybody ever getting crowned with a lunchbox. That would have been dope. That would have been all right. But you got that. But the other thing is, none of the cool shit existed. You had the Trapper Keeper with the Lamborghini, and then you had your TV shows and cartoons on the lunchbox. But like for the folders, and like there was no rappers or singers on the Trapper Keeper or your folders or your pencils and stuff. It wasn't like you was coming in with the I guess, what did we say? New Edition Trapper Keeper or a Luther Trapper Keeper. It was just a regular one. Just a regular joint. So, you know. But that's all I had. I just wanted to do a quick joint on the on school supplies, thinking about what it used to be like right before. I might should do one about going school clothes shopping, because there's a lot of things I couldn't have that I wanted, that I need to vent. But that's what I got for now. I appreciate you guys listening. And if you remember some stuff or you want to add on Eclectic Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, or talk about it on Apple or Stitcher or wherever else you're hearing this. But in the meantime, in between time, appreciate you.